Many monasteries, convents, and small religious communities supplement their congregations' donations with gift shop sales, everything from pressed flowers to bourbon-soaked fruitcake. Harriet Baskus reports these cottage industries are getting help from the Internet.
The three monks who live at the All-Merciful Savior Russian Orthodox Monastery on Vashon Island near Seattle spend much of their day in prayer. But when they're not praying, they're working.
Well, all monks support themselves by the labor of their hands.
Father Trifon, the superior of the monastery, says the monks used to earn some money making prayer ropes and icons. In the mid-1990s, however, they turned their attention to a product that was getting lots more buzz.
Because we live in the Puget Sound region, which has been seen as sort of the mecca for coffee, for the new enlightened coffee, we decided to go into the business.
At first, the monks operated a mail-order business from the kitchen table of their rented farmhouse. But when the monks started selling their coffee online, sales soared.
We never dreamed that we would have a computer, let alone be online and have a website. But if you're going to survive in this world, there are certain compromises one has to make in order to make a living.
Embracing modern technology has paid off. Profits from coffee and a new line of teas now cover the monks' monthly bills. Their story is not unique. Nationwide, 30 or 40 small religious communities now supplement their mail-order businesses with website sales. And since 1999, there's been at least one virtual mall featuring soaps, scents, fruitcakes, and other products made by small religious groups from around the world. Developed by Will Keller, MonasteryGreetings.com generated $250,000 in sales last year. Still, Keller says, it's not always easy combining the business world and the spiritual world.
One example of that is we sell incense from Mount Athos in Greece. The monks there don't have a regular production schedule. You know, you ask them when you might have your order shipped, and they'll say, well, we'll ship it in 2 weeks, God willing.
Despite these unusual business challenges, sales on Keller's website rose 138% this past holiday season. That makes sense to Anne Schlosser. She studies the social impact of the Internet at the University of Washington in Seattle. She says offering online access to food and other products from religious communities helps shoppers find gifts that blend value and meaning.
It not only says something about that the person who purchased thinks that you would like coffee, but it also says something about their beliefs.
Father Trifon at the Vashon Island Monastery agrees. He says even non-churchgoers tell him they get benefits from monastery-made products.
As one woman said, every time she drinks our coffee, she feels like she's drinking a cup of blessings.
And that, he says, is a perk you don't get at the Starbucks website. For NPR News, I'm Harriet Baskus on Vashon Island, Washington.